Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Coming up, 20 ways to waste your money. Mark, you're going to share that with us, but first we're going to your phone calls about what you want. It's Tim, listening in Alaska. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live, Dean, Julia, and Mark.
Hello, guys. First-time caller.
Welcome, Tim. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm interested in what I have a younger son. He's in high school. He's almost 18. And, you know, with the advent of all the swine flu and in the lower 48, everyone's being asked to take it. We're not seeing it up here. The schools aren't forcing it on anyone, or maybe just not at this time.
Have you heard anything about, I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt you there, but I don't have kids in government school, and nor would I put my kids in government school, so I haven't heard anything about this either. Julia, I know that you work with some young people. Have you heard anything about people being forced to take a vaccination for the swine flu in school?
I haven't heard anything about people being forced, but I wouldn't be surprised. I know they're taking it really seriously, and even people I know who go to college say that, like, when they signed up for their classes, like the first day of class, they talked about the swine flu and told people that if they were even a little bit sick, not to come to class.
So I don't know if they're forcing it down everyone's throats down here. It may depend on the political jurisdiction. I think that in a place like New York State, you may be more likely to find that kind of program. But go ahead with your thoughts.
What's your guys' position on that?
On what exactly? Forcing kids to take the vaccine?
Or forcing parents to make them do it?
I'm completely against
it. Medical procedures. If this is really going on in the lower 48, which you see on the internet, what is your guys' position on the government coming in and telling parents how to medicate their children?
I think that the government has no place telling parents how to medicate their children, and I wouldn't give my child any flu vaccine at all, period. You're not going to give my kid a flu vaccine.
Yeah, I also think that is bad, and my parents would freak out. They would never let me get a flu vaccine. They'd pull me out of the school before they were okay with that.
Well, that may be what you'll have to do if you're sending your kid to a government school and they're saying that you have to take this vaccine or else you can't go to the school. Then it seems like a great excuse to get your kids out of the government school. If you've been looking for a reason to leave, if you haven't found enough reasons to leave the government school, then this is a real doozy. So I don't think you'll find anyone on this show agreeing with any kind of mandatory vaccinations.
I imagine I wouldn't, yeah. All right, thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
That actually kind of reminds me of, it's not exactly the same, but I remember when I was in, like, first grade and kindergarten, my brother and I went to government school, and they did this thing called Swish, which was like a fluoride mouth rinse. They would take us outside, line us up outside, because kids would be spitting it up all over the place,
yeah.
And they would make us do this mouthwash, and I remember really hating it and, like, resisting because it tasted gross, and I would always throw up from it, and you had to get, like, super-duper special permission from your parents and dentists and stuff like that to get out of it, and my mom just didn't care enough because it was just fluoride or whatever. But
some people are really frightened of that,
right? Well, it was so gross and I hated it so much, and now that I'm an adult and I can kind of look back on that experience, I don't think it's really that appropriate for the government to be worrying about dentistry. I just don't. That seems like a parent's responsibility.
You know, it's just such the nature of the kind of people that get into the areas of government that would enforce these things. I mean, these are the people that care about other people. They need to get in there and make sure that everything's taken care of. And some people don't take care of their kids the right way. And these are the kind of people that become teachers and social workers, yeah, and things like that. So there's naturally going to be mission creep. Of course, if you're taking care of a kid's mind in the area of reading, writing, and arithmetic, then you've got to take care of their bodies, and you've got to take a kid can't learn with bad teeth, a kid can't learn without food in their stomach, so these things tend to creep to the point that the school is in fact the parent, and the parent is this sort of caretaker that has to listen to rules, otherwise their kid gets taken away.
You know, I'm trying to remember back to the kind of weird health things that were forced on me as a kid. And I recall there was the occasional vision screening, the occasional hearing tests.
Scoliosis.
That was what I was looking for. I was thinking there was something that started with an S, and it had to do with your spine,
right? They would make
you,
like, take off your shirt, too, and they'd, like, feel your back, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That, just kind of weird, right? I mean, that's not really their... You wouldn't think that's their purview, but...
They were doing that to me in the private school, so...
Yeah, the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Maybe you want to share with us some of the weird things that you experienced when you were in school. But I never had the fluoride thing. Mark, did you ever get that one?
It was called Swish, and it was bright pink, and it was gross.
Never got that one, Mark?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I certainly had fluoride rinse at the dentist, but...
It was like torture when they announced that it was time for that again. Ugh. It's like bad memories. I can smell it, like, right now.
Oh, gosh.
Horrible.
It really is a bad memory then. So 800-259-9231. But, yes, I agree that that's something that should be left completely to the parents to decide. But, unfortunately, we live in a society in which these government bureaucrats have deemed it their responsibility to take responsibility for your kids. And they're constantly coming up with new ways to get their little bureaucratic mitts into the lives of parents and make decisions for them. We just talked earlier in the show tonight, for those of you just tuning in, we had a couple calls from people who were telling us the story of how their children were stolen from them by DCF for some, you know, arbitrary rule violation of, what was it, like pre-crime, basically, was one of the people was telling us
about. Yeah, they had the potential to abuse their child, was what the bureaucrats were saying.
Right, so that was a good enough reason.
They took somebody's kid away because they have the potential to abuse their child.
Right, because the bureaucrats decided that you are an inappropriate parent, that your parenting style is not appropriate to their bureaucratic rules and their viewpoint, and so you're a criminal.
And this isn't just a one-case scenario.
This
is on the books in several states.
Exactly. So this is what these bureaucrats do. They're constantly looking for new ways in which to relieve you of your responsibility as a decision maker, whether it's about your children or if it's about you and your retirement. The government has come into these areas and has said, no, don't worry about it. Hey, shh, don't worry. We've got it taken care of. You don't have to figure out where to send your kids to school. We'll decide. We'll tell you based on your geographic location.
You don't have to figure out whether, you know, what medicines you want to give your child. You don't have to figure out how it is that you take care of your child. We'll do that.
Right. They're the state's children. You're just kind of the temporary caretaker.
And, you know, this Constitution, which was supposed to, this Bill of Rights that was supposed to protect our rights, you know, the one thing that you have still is the religion, as long as it doesn't, you know, cross any lines that they don't like. But that's it. The state is every place else.
Pretty much.
The idea of the Bill of Rights, it says right in there that this is not the end of the rights. This is not where they end, but it sure is when it comes to your kids.
Let's go to Jesse in New Hampshire. Jesse, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hi. I actually wanted to comment on, I was going to comment on the H1N1 you were talking about, but you mentioned the Swish deal, and I've actually done that. And, yeah, it was absolutely disgusting. They would actually, take you outside, and I guess they were trying to promote dental hygiene, but, it was disgusting. It was like going to the dentist without going to the dentist, you know? I mean, it was just
without all the care, right?
Right, and it would be a teacher. And if you said no, like if you say no at the dentist, they're going to put something in your mouth and you feel like you're going to gag or whatever, they give you a minute. This is like, no, you need to take this.
Exactly, that's exactly how it was.
As though if you were living in a household in which your parents were not encouraging you to brush your teeth, and you were in some sort of a household where dental hygiene was not a priority, that some one iteration, I mean, were they doing this more than once a year?
Yes.
How often?
It might have been like twice a year or something like that, but I remember it happening several times when I was young.
Like washing
your
Swish.
Really?
Say again?
For me, it was just once a year.
Once or twice a year, either way, as though that's going to do anything to save your teeth from cavities if you're not brushing on a regular basis?
It's going to help, but I mean, it's not going to...
It's not going to do anything.
You're still going to lose your teeth at some point.
Right, it's like a feel-good measure.
If you're not taught how to brush your teeth, you're still going to lose your teeth because you know this little swishing with the fluoride isn't good.
You can comment on the vaccines if you want, or hang on if you are interested in that. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include archives, the bulletin board system, the wiki, and more. It's all there for you free at freetalklive.com. Oh, sorry about that, Mark. Go ahead. Try that again.
Microphone there? Am I still on the show?
You are.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. It's frontsight.com.
All right, as we continue here, taking your calls, Jesse is still with us from New Hampshire. Jesse, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey. Well, just real quick, the other thing I wanted to mention was about the H1N1. I just recently saw a video on YouTube about a H1N1, but it's by a guy from England. He's called the anti-terrorist.
Yes, I love the anti-terrorist.
Do you? All right. Well, okay, you're familiar with him then. He just put out a video. He put out four videos about the H1N1. And I just like to encourage everyone to check them out. They're long. They're all about 10 minutes long. They're four videos. But it explains quite a bit about the virus itself. And I've never taken a flu shot myself, but I've heard Mark say every time he takes one, he gets sick.
My boss.
Kind of explains that.
Two times.
My boss has been pushing them at work because our company is paying for them, and so they gave out a bunch of vouchers so that anyone who works for our company can get a free flu shot.
The swine flu one?
Yeah, I think so. Or maybe just a regular one. I don't
Probably
even know.
Probably the swine flu, because that's the big thing
right
now.
But he's, like, pushing it on people. Like, come on, you should get this. You should get this. And I'm like, yeah, no, I don't want the flu, thanks. But I don't know. You can continue. It reminded me of that. I thought it was weird.
Well, it's my understanding that you can't actually get the H1N1 virus from the shot, but many people have reactions that they just write off on as other things, and that's
the reactions to the shot. You mean
they have reactions to the shots? I have an allergic reaction that looks remarkably like the flu to the flu shot.
Jesse,
well, yeah, I couldn't comment on that. I've never taken the flu shot. I don't think I ever will. I'm really not a I'm not all about needles to begin with, and I'm just not like the vaccine.
I'm with you. It's not necessarily about needles for me. It's just that I'm not really that frightened. I mean, I think that's what this is all based on. All of this whole swine flu scare, is all about fear mongering. It's about getting people to be scared about, oh my God, it's the flu and it's first pigs and that's bad. Oh, it's
that's
the flu.
That's really what those videos center around, is how it's based on fear, on how to get people to get out and want the shot. And
yes,
that's really what those videos are centered around. So yeah, I would just encourage everyone to go check out the anti-terrorist on YouTube.
He's got some useful stuff there. There's more than just the swine. The swine flu thing is his most recent video, but prior to that, he's got some great videos on how to interact with the police. We've talked about him on this show before. He's completely anonymous. He wears a black balaclava, and you can tell he's a very large guy, but that's about all you can tell because he changes his voice and he makes it impossible to identify him. He's very interesting character. I've exchanged a few emails with him, and I one time invited him on the show, but in order to get him on the show, we might have to find out what his phone number is or something like that. Basically, he passed on the idea, but he certainly appreciated the invitation. So I was looking at his most recent video, and I noticed that he's actually got his own book out now. So I went ahead and ordered a copy just to see what it's like, because I find him absolutely fascinating. Thank you for the call tonight, Jesse. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. But wait a minute. Julia, you're not afraid?
Well, that's what when he was like, why aren't you going to get the shot? You don't want to get sick. You get sick a lot, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know, I'm just not scared of getting the flu. I don't think about it. It doesn't bother me. Sometimes I get sick and, you know, I get over it.
That's what happens.
People get sick.
Right. And I guess the specter here that people are mostly, afraid of the most is that some people have died as a result of the swine flu.
But more people die from the regular, standard, run-of-the-mill flu.
That's what I've heard.
Every year, right?
And the big flu scare back in the 70s, I think it was the swine flu at
that
point.
Well, there was the bird flu.
Yeah,
do you remember SARS?
Yes. All those big scares that turned into nothing. But this previous one, more people died from the vaccine than died from the flu itself. Because these vaccines do have reactions, and that's
of
the thing they just don't tell you. And they don't hold the companies that produce these responsible.
Well, in fact, that's one of the things the anti-terrorist points out, is that apparently they passed laws in the various countries that are pushing this, the UK and over here. They've passed legislation that has essentially exempted the companies that have made this vaccine from any kind of legal responsibility. So if you were to take the swine flu vaccine, Julia, and keel over and die or become violently ill, you would not be able to, there would not be able to be any lawsuit filed. These people are completely insulated from any kind of consequences. And, of course, he also points out that there really wasn't that much testing done on these things. You know, they basically rushed them to market with the approval of the state. And he basically is suggesting that it's a big moneymaker. That this is just another strain of the flu. It's not inherently any more dangerous than any other strain of the flu.
The flu is dangerous, though.
It's not that dangerous. It's, I mean, I don't know anyone who died from it.
People die from the flu. I mean,
not that many.
More people will probably die from lightning strikes this year than from the H1N1 virus. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but, you know, it's not going to be that cataclysmic.
Right.
If you don't want to die early, stop smoking cigarettes.
Mm.
You know, there's a little bit of health advice. Ignore all the vaccine shots and don't smoke any cigarettes.
And you're right, Mark, that there are consequences to taking vaccines. Anything that you take into your body that's a foreign substance, any kind of chemical, is going to have a reaction. For some people, because people's biologies are and physiologies are different, someone is going to react more violently to one of these vaccines than somebody else might. And, of course, then there's the whole question of the metals that they put in these things and the
right, whatever there's all that other stuff. But, you know, the people that are in the medical industry, they aren't given the information on what's in here. They're just told, it works. Don't worry.
Shut up.
It works. Because, you know, if I ask, if I end up in a conversation with one of these people, because they often will write me and say, you're giving out bad information. You're killing people. For God's sakes, your information on vaccines is killing people. Stop it. Stop immediately. And what, in fact, they'll say is that my experience is wrong. That when I took the flu vaccine on two occasions, became the sickest I've ever been in my entire life because of these shots, that I am mistaken. That did not happen to me.
Total coincidence, Mark.
Shut up. Don't ever say it again.
That's right.
And you know, this kind of shoving down of information is the kind of thing that makes people react. So you have to acknowledge that people have reactions to vaccines. And yes, companies that produce vaccines that have reactions, you know, maybe people should have to sign a waiver, but they shouldn't be exempt from lawsuits.
One of the things that I think is most disturbing, though, about this situation is how pumped up they are getting about this, the government people and their associates in the medical industry.
It's an epidemic. 900 whole people have died.
What?
Is that true?
Is
in a planet
true?
Of 6 billion.
Is it true? 900?
Around the world.
Okay. 800-259-9231 is the number. But what's really disturbing is that you may start seeing swine flu checkpoints. You may start in the airports, maybe the first place that you'll see this. And this has been suggested in the news. There's been a news story about this. We talked about it, where they may be eyeballing people for signs of the flu, and maybe then they'll decide to force one of these vaccines on you. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And do you hate making those extra trips back from the car to your home to carry in the grocery bags? For the last few months at my house, Julia and I have been using the Totosack, and they are handled made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States. It's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. You can go to Totosack.com. That's Totasak.com. Get yourself a family pack today. You won't regret it. These things are great.
They really are. They're convenient little tools.
And you know me, Mark. I mean, you've been frustrated sometimes about my reluctance to get
a miser.
Not my miserliness, but my reluctance, because these aren't as expensive at all.
No.
My reluctance to get behind products. You know, I'm not the first person that's going to jump to endorse something. But, man, the first time I tried out the Totosack, I was awestruck by how wonderful they are. So, Totasak.com, Totosack. Carries more than you can, a lot more. That's Totosack.com. You know, Mark, you'd said right before we went to the break that the swine flu deaths were 900 for the world, and
yeah,
you've
I'm
been
mistaken.
Corrected.
It's 900 for the United States. Actually, it's gone over 1,000,
according to the Associated Press.
According to the AP. But there's also the other number is that there's 36,000 deaths per year generally due to the flu, you know, and those are complications with, you know, bad hearts, bad blood, bad, you know, people in poor health. The shocking thing about the H1N1 virus is that it tends to attack like young adults more so than any other flu. It kills them often. And that's probably the most tragic stories, or the stories you hear about, you know, people in their teens and their early 20s dying, because it's just such a rare time to die.
Yeah.
And, you know, unless you're, you know, dying in war for your country. Hallelujah.
Well, the story here from the AP says that there have been 1,000 deaths in the U.S. so far And it doesn't make it clear if that means it's so far this year. But let's just presume it's so far this year. If that's the case, then the swine flu is far less dangerous than the regular seasonal influenza. The CDC says 36,000 people die every year in the United States alone from regular old flu. And now what we're being told is, oh my God, there's a swine flu out there. Now you need to get this vaccine as well. And I, for one, am not interested. I'm not frightened. I've had the flu before. I've survived it.
I don't even know when I have the flu. I just get sick and I don't go to the doctor. I just get better over time. So I don't know what the difference is between a flu and a cold and a virus. I just sometimes I get sick.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. I'm exactly the same way, and I'm just not intimidated by this. And that's what they want you to be. They want you to be frightened. They want you to be intimidated. People are dying all across the world for a variety of reasons. How many vaccines do you want to take? I mean, if a vaccine can solve all of the problems of health issues out there, then just line people up and dope them up. Line them up, because it would seem that there would be no shortage of vaccines that you could possibly pump yourself full of in the hopes that you'll somehow save yourself from the problem of going through a little bit about of sickness.
Or perhaps you should just lock yourself in your house and keep it clean and never leave, ever, and never invite anyone in either.
Well, if you never go out and associate with people, then you won't ever get to build up immunity. So when you finally do go out, and you would really never, ever, ever have to go out. Because,
but I mean, if you're that terrified, just lock yourself in your room and live a lame, stupid, boring life.
Well, what they want to do is they want to control other people's behavior so that they feel more protected. And really the question is, well, what kind of bacteria and viruses are you creating for the future generations or your later life? What are we doing there by creating all these viruses? You know, you're creating bugs that are going to be immune to these things, and then you're going to be treating them, well, in the same fashion that people who are taking natural remedies are treating them now by, you know, more vitamin C, more vitamin D, things like that.
Anyway, I just thought it'd be interesting to get some of the hard numbers out there about how dangerous this particular brand of flu is compared to the standard brand of flu. Doesn't sound like it's much.
No, it doesn't.
1/36 of the danger, essentially. And the flu normally affects people that are elderly and very, very young. Isn't that correct, Mark? You said this swine flu is a little different in that it's been affecting younger people, like young adults, that kind of thing. So, okay, that's a little bit different, but I'm still not intimidated.
No.
And if the government is recommending that you take a shot, that's even more of a reason to not take it, as far as I'm concerned.
That's actually funny. There was one kid who, when he was offering shots, he was like, no, thank you. A little too much recommendation that I've heard about this shot.
You mean it works?
Yeah, he was really funny. He like instantly was like preaching about how you should not get the shot.
Good for him.
Yeah, it was funny.
Your toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Let's change gears. Let's talk about the ways, Mark, 20 different ways that you can waste your money. There are a lot more than 20, I imagine, but we're going to focus on 20 of them and in kind of an educational aspect, right? This is more of a self-help. Sometimes we like to do this on Free Talk Live. It's not necessarily a daily thing, but occasionally we'll come across an article that is pretty useful from a raise yourself up kind of perspective.
Does it bother you like that we're not going to get through all 20 of these? I mean, what do you
want to do? Doesn't bother me. Let's hit it. Let's do it, because we can always continue at a later time.
Okay, this is from Aaron Burt at Kiplinger.com. 20 ways.
That's a money website, right?
It is.
Okay.
20 ways to waste your money. Whether a newbie or a seasoned budgeter, nearly everyone has spending holes, leaks in your budget that drain money with you hardly noticing. These small drips can add up to big bucks. Once you find the holes and plug them, you'll keep more money in your pocket. That spare cash could be the ticket to finally being able to save, invest, and break your cycle of living paycheck to paycheck. And this is a dangerous cycle, and one that I've certainly been in my life. Here are 20 common ways people waste money. See if any of these sound familiar, and then look for ways to plug your own leaks.
Okay.
Number one.
Okay, starting with one. Got it.
Buy one instead of buy new instead of used. Talk about spending leaks, or rather, a gush. Cars lose most of their value in the first few years, meaning thousands of dollars down the drain. However,
usually it's right after you drive it off the lot.
That's certainly a big issue right then. Recent used models, those that are less than 5 years old, can be a real value because you can get a car that's still in fine working order for a fraction of the new car price, and you'll pay less on collision insurance and taxes, too.
How about furniture? That's another one.
Oh, yes. Very, very big issue.
You pay through the nose, go to Lazy Boy or something like that, and pay through the nose for some furniture, and
yep.
then you can go...
What you're paying for in furniture is the convenience of not having to search around for something that matches or and something that's exactly like what you're looking mm-hmm. for, and what you pay for it are thousands and thousands of dollars extra.
I actually, one of my friends was looking for a couch recently, and we went to, like, every single furniture store in Keene, mm-hmm. and I can't believe how much furniture costs. When I think about, like, when I was a little kid and we would move somewhere and we would have no furniture and my parents would furnish the whole house, holy crap, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
Unless you go to garage sales, which is, I think, the best way to get furniture.
Well, I'm pretty sure that my parents would have bought, like, used furniture and that kind of yeah. thing. But I just, when I was seeing the price tags of things, I mean, we had furniture in every room and fairly nice furniture. So just the, wow.
Even the used furniture can be expensive if you're looking compared to, say, garage sale furniture, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But garage sale furniture, you really have to kind of accept what you get.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Cars aren't the only thing worth buying used. Consider the saving on pre-owned books, toys, exercise equipment, and furniture. Of course, there are some things that you're better off buying new, including mattresses, laptops, linens, shoes, safety equipment.
Oh, yeah, laptops. So, buying a used laptop, probably a pretty bad idea.
Yeah, bad idea.
And they're so cheap brand new anyway, who cares?
Carry a credit card balance. This is advice to be poor. Carry a credit card balance. If you have $1,000 balance on a card charging 18%, you blow $180 every year on interest. That's money you could certainly put to better use elsewhere. And if you're carrying that balance, you're likely not carrying $1,000. You're probably carrying $10.
I've never done it.
But don't.
Never had a balance. It's all. I've always paid it right off the bat.
Do what you can to pay those things off.
If you can't afford what you're buying, you should not be buying it. If you don't have enough money in your bank account to cover whatever it is that you're purchasing, whether it's that new laptop or whatever the product is, you aren't ready for that. Put it off. Save some money. And
I've done that a lot recently within the past 2 years to just put things off. And, you know, surprise, the things that I wouldn't have put off in the past, I do live okay without.
Yeah. And eventually, especially on something like a laptop, put that off and it'll get cheaper over time. More coming up. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More ways to waste your money on the way. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy's been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose in every genre. Audible has it covered. Get your free audiobook download when you sign up today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL for your free audiobook. All right, Mark, we're reading, you're sharing with us the 20 ways to waste money. And, of course, the suggestions here are you shouldn't do these things right. If you want to
nobody wants to waste money. So these are good advices on how to good advice on how to save.
Right. Yeah. Financial intelligence is not something they teach you at government schools, so you have to learn it from your parents. And if your parents don't know anything about finances, then you've got to get it somewhere. So maybe it's going to be Free Talk Live.
Could very well be.
You never know. One of the things you did mention, though, Mark, was buying used is a great way to waste money. And one of the ways
it's a great way to save money.
Buying new is a great way to waste money. So one of the things you can do is to buy used, and you can do that through Amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase, whether you buy new or whether you buy used, because some things are better new, but there's some that is just doesn't really matter as long as there aren't scratches on that DVD. Buy it used, right?
Yep.
So head over to Amazon.freetalklive.com, get the stuff you want, the stuff you need, and help Free Talk Live too.
Used video games is another one that is pretty cool because when you buy a video game, now we can read reviews and stuff online, but they, especially online, they can be considerably cheaper. And how often do you play video games for them to be worth $60?
Plus, if you buy online, you don't have to get ID'd.
I started boycotting GameStop because one day I went over after work and I was going to buy a game and I didn't even think about the fact that it was, you had to be 17, but I was wearing like my assistant manager official name tag and the girl was like, well, I'm going to need to see an ID for this. And I said, look, do you really think that I'm an assistant manager somewhere at age 17? Like, really? And I work over there and she was just like, no, I'm sorry, I can't. And it wasn't really her fault. She can't because she has to follow these rules, but that's just a bad policy. I'm sorry. I buy my games on Amazon.com. They're cheaper, and I don't get ID'd.
You walked out.
I did. I didn't buy the game, and GameStop will never have my business again. So.
No sale, lady.
Yep, see you later. I'll get it on Amazon for cheaper, and I won't get ID'd or hassled. Thanks.
Yeah, I don't have that problem.
All right, Mark. Well, maybe you haven't. Have you bought one recently?
No, I have gray hair.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay.
They'll ID you if you look under 45.
My mom got ID'd the other day, she said, and my mom definitely does not look anywhere near 30.
Late 40s. So what am I supposed to do? Not buy alcohol from places that ID me? I mean, because they're only not IDing me because I have gray hair anyway. If I looked younger, they would ID me. So well,
if you could get a better deal on alcohol online, then you should.
I mean, you should do whatever you want to do. The advice isn't that you shouldn't buy where you get ID'd.
No, that's not what I was getting at. I was just saying that experience really irritated me. I just wanted to take the video game home and played it and play it. So I don't buy games from places that I do. It's just annoying.
Next up, Mark, ways to waste money.
Buy on impulse. When you buy before you think, you don't give yourself time to shop around for the best price. Resist the urge to make an impulse purchase by giving yourself a cool off period. Go home and sleep on the decision. If you still want to make that purchase a day or so later, do your comparison shopping, check your budget, and go for it. Oftentimes, though, I bet you'll decide you don't need them after all. And I think that cool-off period of one day might be even better if you're talking about 2 weeks. Because, you know, it's just, so if you need it, you need it. If you don't, you don't. And it's funny how many things you think you want or you need or your life could be better. Well, it could be. It will be in 2 weeks, too.
Well, there are those, when you go out the grocery store or Walmart or something like that, when you're at the cash registers, the products that are surrounding the cash register, those are called impulse buy products. And in many cases, you can get a better deal if you just walk into the store a little further. If you want to buy one of those little mini candy bars that they have there, you could get a much better deal by going and buying, the bulk buy bag that they have back in the actual candy aisle. So if you are somebody who buys Snickers on a regular basis, don't buy the one at the cash register. Go back and buy yourself
a full bag
or whatever. And then, of course, then you have to be careful about how often you eat them, I suppose. Yeah.
But it's
all about self-control.
Right. Impulse buys. I'm sure there are some people out there that have a real problem with it. But every once in a while, I'll buy a pack of gum or a candy bar. And, I mean, what is it, 99 cents? Who cares?
Well, it's just, for the people that it's 99 cents here and 99 cents there, and if you are on a tight budget, and Julia, you're pretty good with your money, if you're on a tight budget, you're not making a lot of money, then 99 cents here and there can start to add up.
Oh, it can, absolutely. Number four advice on how to waste money. Pay to use an ATM. A buck or two and there, and you may not seem like a big deal, but if you're frequenting ATMs outside your bank's network, the surcharges can add up quickly. Put the money back in your pocket by using ATMs in a surcharge-free network.
This is another one of those things that I just don't have a problem with, because it would seem to me that if you're constantly at an ATM, you are not able to
cash out.
Right. Well, you're not able to manage your money. Right? Because why don't you just have more cash on hand if you're constantly going to ATMs? If you don't have cash on hand, it's probably because you believe you can't handle the cash, maybe for a good reason.
That's not necessarily true. No? I have friends who just don't like to carry cash. It's just easier to carry a card around.
It's just easier to swipe
the card. But some places charge for that kind of stuff.
Every bank will charge you, with the exception of your bank.
That's not true. You don't know because you don't use ATMs.
That's not true.
They have networks, and the networks are free, and the ones that aren't. And that's just an issue.
In your town, you
know where the ATMs are. Go there and use those, as opposed to the one that's particularly convenient. Yes, you'll have to do a certain level of money management, but if you go out of town, take some cash with you or whatever it is that you want to use.
And I mean, if you're going to the ATM several times in your pay period or whatever, and you're taking out $200 each time, maybe you should take out $600 if you know that's about what the cash you need for your 2 weeks or whatever. But you're definitely not entirely correct about the fees. I think they've gotten better over time, better.
I'd forgotten about the networks. You're right about this. You have to look for the logo that's on the back of your card.
I use my debit card all the time, and I don't get charged unless I'm like in New York or something like that, or Massachusetts. And it's just easier than carrying cash around. I hate getting the change back, then I don't know what to do with it. It doesn't fit in my wallet. I don't carry a purse.
Well, you're talking about using your debit card. You're not talking about going to an ATM and getting cash out with that
debit
card. That's correct. Right. Well, when you use your debit card, there's no fee.
Sometimes there is.
Really? At a retailer?
Yes.
I've never seen that.
If you're at a retailer that's out of the area, I'm positive I have seen charges on my debit card. Absolutely positive.
I'd like to see that the next time you see one of those, because debit cards usually operate like a Visa card, essentially. A debit card, when you're swiping it at Walmart or whatever store it is you're going to, the vendor is getting a transaction fee from the bank for the convenience of using that card. They've essentially built it into their price.
I have seen on my statements before, under, like when I go to New York or something like that, I'll see like a charge, and then under it'll say like a dollar.
A debit card charge.
Yeah, like just a debit card charge. And I don't go to ATMs because I don't take cash. I just swipe my debit card wherever I go. So I think you're wrong about that.
News to me.
I don't use debit cards.
I certainly couldn't tell you. Wrong about that.
Number five, advice on how to waste money. Dine out frequently. A habit of spending $10, $20, $30 per person on dinner can be a huge drain on your wallet. Throw in on a $6 sandwich for lunch and a $4 latte in the morning, and you've got quite a leak. Learn to cook, pack your lunch, brew your coffee at home, and you could save a couple of $100 each month.
Absolutely.
Absolutely true. I used to, you know, live the lifestyle where I ate out constantly. And, I made quite a bit of money, and I was able to support that without any difficulty.
But you didn't save any money during that time.
I didn't.
What's funny about that, though, is the last few times I've cooked, I've noticed that my bill's pretty big. Like, I made homemade Chinese food the other day, for example, and I swear I would have saved money if I would have just gone to King's Garden.
I think that sometimes that when it comes to, like, Chinese food and pizzas, that you're pushing the limits on the saving thing. I find that the pizzas that you get from the store are small and not that great. When you look at the pizza you get from the restaurant, you get extra pieces left over, things like that. What do you think, Ian? You eat frozen pizzas all the time.
I don't know. It just depends on when you get one from the store, you can get them as cheap as $3.
Oh, those are the really awful ones.
That's not true. It depends which brand. There are some cheaper brands that are better than others. And I mean, the pizza that I like to buy when it's not on sale is $6, and it's pretty big. And it feeds two people, and sometimes there's leftovers. I don't know.
Okay, so you're welcome to comment on this, but we're running out of time here tonight. We will continue this, whether it's tomorrow night or sometime next week. I always like this financial intelligence stuff. And I definitely want to know more about these debit card surcharges, because it's my understanding that the business owner builds in a certain cost to all of their products, knowing that the debit card company or the credit card processors are going to take a 2.9% or 3% amount out of every sale, and that's where it comes from. I would suggest that if you're getting charged debit card fees for buying things from vendors, that you look into another debit card. But maybe this is something that happens with a lot of people. I'd love to hear from you on this at another night, but we're out of time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-223.